Hi, and welcome to another installment from PanicAttackRecovery.com, home of the free newsletter on panic attack recovery. I'm Matthew Wagner.
Hi there, it's Matthew Wagner, and thank you for joining me for another podcast. The podcasts that I do put out here on the web are really here to help you, and I hope what you will do is you will join my newsletter, which is a free and continuous newsletter, because really, the information that I put out on a continuous basis is part of an overall ongoing series on anxiety, panic attacks, and agoraphobia. And the reason I'm saying this at this point is that often, although the podcasts are very useful and helpful, I hope, I think it's important to consider that this is part of an overall holistic approach to anxiety and panic attacks. And when I say holistic, I don't mean something far out there or alternative. I just mean it's a combination of suggestions, tips, and techniques that you can use as part of the series. And on that theme, what I'm talking about today is some natural things that you can do for your anxiety. And in particular, I'm talking about calcium, magnesium, and anxiety, and the relationship. Now, it is a positive relationship that I want to discuss. You see, calcium and magnesium have actually been shown to be helpful in helping to relieve anxiety, tension, nervousness, and even things like twitches. I'm not saying that twitches are part of panic attacks or anxiety, but I'm saying that calcium and magnesium has been shown to be very helpful. First of all, I just want to briefly mention that magnesium, really, and calcium should be taken together. They should not be taken separately. But the dosages do vary. The recommended dosage amount of magnesium is 350 milligrams per day. Of course, like anything, it is best to speak with your healthcare provider about your specific situation. With calcium, it has been said that 2,000 milligrams daily of calcium can act as a natural tranquilizer, and that even 600 to 1200 milligrams daily can be effective to help relieve anxiety, tension, and nervousness. You should definitely speak to a healthcare provider about the above dosage amounts. And as I mentioned, for calcium and magnesium to be useful, you need to take them together. And also, you should use a form of magnesium and calcium that come in powder form as opposed to a pill. It's best to dissolve the powder in warm water and then drink the solution. You see, the reason for this is that the best absorption comes from the powder when it dissolves in warm water. I just want to talk about something just quickly here for a moment. You may have heard some time ago now about coral calcium being the cure-all for anything. That's the way it was being marketed. There were, fabulous infomercials, indicating that it could be the cure for all of these things. But the trick was that you needed to obtain coral calcium, and you needed to obtain it from the person who was producing this infomercial. Supposedly, this doctor had gone to an island and found people who were, well past their 100th birthdays. And he was attributing all of this, of course, to coral calcium. Couldn't be anything else. The marketing was quite effective, because I remember talking to a friend who runs a health food store at the time, and he was telling me that all kinds of people were coming in droves to his store and demanding this form of calcium only. And they wouldn't listen to any reason when he started talking about absorption and the powders and the effectiveness of other calcium and magnesium brands. It had to be this brand. It was sort of an interesting story, because I say all of this because I don't want anyone to be scammed into thinking that they can only take coral calcium. The recommendations that I made was to consider a powder form and consider the dosages and to talk with your healthcare provider. But it's important, as I said, to dissolve the powder form in hot water. So really, by sticking to these fundamentals, I think that you can get some benefit from magnesium and calcium if that's not something you're supplementing now and haven't tried. Now again, I'm not suggesting this is a cure-all for anxiety and panic attacks, But I'm suggesting it's part of an overall strategy, in a holistic approach that is stressed throughout my newsletter. So I would encourage you to join my newsletter. You don't miss any updates. You won't miss any information. Well, you're certainly welcome to listen to my podcast continuously. That's great. I hope you benefit from them. But to get the true benefit, I think, of what I'm intending here, to help folks with panic attacks, anxiety, and agoraphobia, joining my newsletter will ensure that you don't miss anything. I'd like to thank you again for listening to my podcast. Take care.
For more information on panic attack recovery, recovery from agoraphobia and anxiety, please visit my website at panicattackrecovery.com and sign up for my free and continuous newsletter. Thank you. This newsletter is provided for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for a psychologist, psychiatrist, or other healthcare provider's consultation. Please consult a psychologist, psychiatrist, or appropriate healthcare provider about the applicability of any opinions or recommendations with respect to your own panic attacks, anxiety, and agoraphobia, or any other symptom or condition.